Mark Rydell, Book 4, Chapter 29, The Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede. Having spent 2 years in his bishopric, he returned to his island and hermitage, being warned of God that the day of his death, or rather of his entrance into that life which alone can be called life, was drawing near, as he at the time, with his wonted candor, signified to certain persons, though in words which were somewhat obscure, but which were nevertheless afterwards plainly understood, while to others he declared the same openly. There was a certain priest called Heribert, a man of holy life, who had long been united with the man of God, Cuthbert, in the bonds of spiritual friendship. This man, leading a solitary life in the island of that great lake from which the river Derwent flows at its beginning, was wont to visit him every year, and to receive from him the teaching of everlasting salvation. Hearing that Bishop Cuthbert was come to the city of Lugubalia, he went thither to him, according to his custom, seeking to be more and more inflamed in heavenly desires through his wholesome admonitions. Whilst they alternately entertained one another with draughts of the celestial life, the bishop, among other things, said, "Brother Heribert, remember at this time to ask me, and speak to me concerning all whereof you have need to ask and speak. For when we part, we shall never again see one another with bodily eyesight in this world. For I know of a surety that the time of my departure is at hand, and that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle." Hearing these words, Heribert fell down at his feet with tears and lamentations and said, "I beseech you by the Lord not to forsake me, but to remember your most faithful companion, and entreat the mercy of God, that as we have served him together upon earth, so we may depart together to behold his grace in heaven. For you know that I have always endeavored to live according to the words of your lips, and likewise whatsoever fault I have committed, either through ignorance or frailty, I have instantly sought to amend according to the judgment of your will." The bishop applied himself to prayer, and having presently had intimation in the spirit that he had obtained what he asked of the Lord, he said, "Rise, brother, and do not weep, but rejoice greatly, because the mercy of heaven has granted what we desired." The event established the truth of this promise and prophecy, for after their parting they never again saw one another in the flesh, but their spirits quitting their bodies on one and the same day, to wit the 20th of March, were immediately united in fellowship in the blessed vision, and together translated to the heavenly kingdom of the ministry of angels. But Heribert was first wasted by a long-continued infirmity, through the dispensation of the Lord's mercy, as may be believed, to the end that if he was in any wise inferior in merit to the blessed Cuthbert, that which was lacking might be supplied by the chastening pain of a long sickness. That being thus made equal in grace to his intercessor, as he departed out of the body at one and the same time with him, so he might be accounted worthy to be received into the like abode of eternal bliss. The most reverend father died in the Isle of Fame, earnestly entreating the brothers that he might also be buried there, where he had served no small time under the Lord's banner. But at length, yielding to their entreaties, he consented to be carried back to the Isle of Lindisfarne, and there buried in the church. This being done, the venerable Bishop Wilfrid held the episcopal see of that church 1 year, till such time as a bishop should be chosen to be ordained in the room of Cuthbert. Afterwards, Adaberda was ordained, a man renowned for his knowledge of his holy scriptures, as also for his observance of the heavenly precepts, and chiefly for almsgiving, so that, according to the law, he gave every year the 10th part, not only of four-footed beasts, but also of all corn and fruit, and also of his garments to the poor. The end of chapter 29 of the Ecclesiastical History of England by the Venerable Bede.